I'm Maggie Polstein from Media Milwaukee, and I'm here with Tegan Hart to talk to her about her documentary. So, Tegan, kind of explain the process and what your idea is for your doc.
So, I guess it was kind of a more of a organic idea process because I had met a guy at the dog park. His name was Sid, and we had a very interesting conversation about language and offensive language in particular. And that got me thinking about, you know, language as a whole and why it's so very important in our daily lives.
And kind of explain Sid. He's kind of the character of your documentary. Explain him as a person and how he really shaped your story.
He's a really interesting guy, Sid is. He is an older African-American male. He's about 70 and extremely smart. He actually has a master's from Dartmouth, so very intelligent, very patient, and always willing to explain and help the youths that he finds at the dog park. So it's a lot of fun.
When you were shooting, what were some of the experiences you had with him, and how did shooting go?
Shooting was good. He was very straightforward, very simple. We actually shot everything in one session, one sit-down session. He was prepared. I had given him questions previous to, so he had time to think about how he would like to respond and kind of helping shape that message particular to language.
How has the editing process been going so far, and how much footage did you end up going through?
Tedious, for sure. I actually had about 2 hours worth of footage. I have edited about 6 minutes into what will be what I'm guessing is approximately going to be between 15 and 20 minute documentary. So,
is there anything fun that you'd like to share about the doc?
I don't know if it's anything, like, overly fun. It is kind of a more serious topic, but Sid is always a good time, and he manages to throw some humor in there in appropriate places, so that'll be fun to see when the documentary is done.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Tegan. And once again, I'm Maggie Polstein for Media Milwaukee.